tomorrow's news today.
So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
And or a massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
And you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's why they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags. Not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's, so if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Cause let me tell you, the false flags are coming. You have seen all the massive pre-programming. You've seen the Democratic Party and the deep state running on the fact that the American people that don't want to destroy their country, that don't want election fraud, that don't want open borders, that don't want lockdowns, are white supremacists with 177 days out from the election. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to air excerpts from the last year and a half where I specifically laid out that incel white supremacists would attack black grocery stores, churches, colleges, and other facilities as a pretext to get Americans killing each other and each other's throats right before they plunge the dollar and bring in new lockdowns and steal the next election in 177 days. The feds had red flagged him. People had called and said he's going to attack and kill people. He said he is. He had a manifesto. But nothing was done. And now we're told all of talk radio has to pay. Now we're told that everybody's free speech has to pay and that it's Tucker Carlson's fault. And in less than 3 hours after the shooting, the blood wasn't even dry. They were blaming talk radio and the internet and free speech and everything else for what happened. Now, am I saying that the government actually did this and this guy doesn't exist? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the atmosphere of saying whites are the devil and then whites being racially attacked everywhere and the media hyping it up saying we should exterminate all the white people in the New York Times is the left trying to get black and white people and others to kill each other and distract from what's happening, because they statistically, through criminology, know that the FBI does, that if the media hypes up enough race war news and says it's imminent, and then there's a Kenosha black supremacist, another crazy person, runs over some innocent white people, that whites are then going to see that are mentally ill and think that there's not justice and think the answer is going out and killing black people, not seeing that it's the globalist playing both sides off against each other. And we got to be smart enough to understand that. Those innocent white people run over and killed at that parade didn't deserve what happened to them. That guy didn't even know who they were. Same thing with these innocent black people. The first two he shot reportedly, and we have the footage, is two black women loading groceries in their car. What the hell did they do? Didn't even know them. And notice, there's never attacks on the UN or the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or the New World Order. I'm not saying there should be. I'm not for offensive attacks. But in these provocateur actions like the FBI and what we saw with Governor Whitmer, now a totally staged event with the kidnapping plot, we understand that they've done this over and over and over again. And when they actually do target themselves, they make sure that it's non-fatal and that nobody gets killed, like with Governor Whitmer. But when the American people, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, gay, straight, you name it, get attacked, well then, ladies and gentlemen, we're all told collectively that white people are to blame and gun owners are to blame for what happened here, and that is a total fraud. Now, Royce White is a former NBA player, a martial arts fighter as well, a mixed martial arts, and he has really been kicking ass running against Ilhan Omar. He is about to take over here, ladies and gentlemen, and he's got a special guest, David Penn, political activist, international businessman. He was set to host today, but things were so hot with such a giant audience, I just thought I had to come in and give you my baseline on what's going on. And then I'll be back in the second segment, hour two, to play the excerpts where I predicted all this very, very specifically. Now, we're going to come right back from break with Royce White. He's going to be taking over from Minnesota. He's running against Ilhan Omar. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast. Let's override the censors. Everybody, take the live feed from battleplan.news and band.video and share it now. We'll be right back with Royce White.
We are now proud to release the Redux line of Faraday bags. This line features quick roll down and Velcro seal closures with discreet branding. With six different sizes to choose from, they have a signature reduction solution for all of your electronic device needs. Redux specializes in quick-access, weatherproof nylon Faraday bags with signal-blocking Faraday shielding technology, specifically designed for electronic devices carried in unsecured locations to instantly block all wireless signals and protect them from remote wiping, tracking, and tampering. Redux is dedicated to producing and selling cost-effective signature reduction products for professionals needing to secure devices from wireless threats and more. So check out Redux to instantly block cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, RFID, camera, EMP, weather, and even GPS today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Sunday, May 15, 2022, and a tragic event killing 10 innocent human beings in Buffalo, New York has taken place. Next hour, we'll play the specific videos in the last year where I predicted this exact scenario, and what will come next is more important. 177 days after the election, this is just the beginning of the provocateur psychos the deep state have got ready to release off their leashes. This is important. We know their game plan. We can stop them. We can come together. They are playing black off against white and everybody else to try to get us to start killing each other so they can be the referee over it and distract from their whole New World Order. Taking over now is Royce White, born and raised in the Twin Cities, Minnesota, currently professional athlete, former NBA player and a professional mixed martial artist, also an author, political activist, and you know him well from Tucker Carlson, this show, and others. He's running against Ilhan Omar, and I couldn't think of a better person to get into Congress. He also has David Penn joining him next segment for the balance of the transmission, political activist, international businessman, freepeopleofamerica.org. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. And now, Royce White takes over.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it, brother. Once again, I am your guest host for the next couple of segments, the next 2 hours. It's going to be a hell of a broadcast. I appreciate the time. A lot of things to talk about today, obviously. A lot of things to cover. The Buffalo shooting is another example of the spiritual crisis that we face. And we do face a spiritual crisis. And we do face a crisis of logic and ultimately a crisis of leadership. First and foremost, I wanted to start off the broadcast by thanking Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me to share their platform. Alex Jones is an American hero, and we all owe him our deepest gratitude and our continued support. I'm here in the belly of the beast. Minneapolis, Minnesota is the belly of the beast. Make no mistake about it. And I'm running for Congress against Ilhan Omar. And had I ran as a Democrat, I would have been literally crucified for even associating myself with Alex Jones. Had I hired a general consultant from the establishment Republicans, I would have been persona non grata. But this is a turn of the tide. And the turn of the tide is that people are stepping up around the world in communities around this country to fight back against the corruption and the status quo of our legacy institutions. And I, for one, am proud to be able to guest host InfoWars, to be able to know Alex Jones, and to be able to stand alongside a man that has fought for freedom, fought for the right to speak truth to power, and said things that were unpopular at times when he stood to lose the most. So make sure that we continue to support Alex Jones. We got a great show coming up for you today. I'm going to touch on Roe v. Wade next segment. And then we got a good friend of mine, David Penn, joining us in the fourth block and fifth block. Like Alex said, he'll be rejoining the broadcast in the second hour for one of the first blocks. And then I'll take the show again. And we're going to talk about everything from globalism and nationalism, anti-Semitism, Roe v. Wade. We got a lot to cover. I just want to start with the 30,000 foot view for this first segment. And I think Alex Jones and myself and many others who have dared to touch the 30,000 foot view have been casted as crazies. But allow me to have my chance here. The battleground seems very clear to me. God versus Satan, first and foremost. The battle is spiritual, like I've said many times before on this show, and I will continue to stress. And what's important to realize about it being a God versus Satan kind of battle is the forces at work are somewhat beyond our comprehension. And it validates or justifies those of us that believe that the Holy Bible and that faith are the spiritual guide in a battle that is beyond our comprehension. And when I say beyond our comprehension, I mean, we have to understand that Satan is fighting on multiple fronts at once. We see it with the Roe v. Wade conversations that have broken out over the past few weeks. We see it with the Ukraine conflict. We see it with the food shortages. We see it with the currency flux. We see it with the continued conflict there in Kashmir. Although we see it at our own southern border. We see it in our schools, in our communities, with the Church of LGBTQ. There are many, many fronts where Satan wants to wage war. And most recently, his war came to Buffalo, New York. And I want to take a moment of silence for those that lost loved ones, for those that lost their lives in Buffalo, New York. Now, you know, we're going to talk a lot today about cultural narratives, three-card Montes, using black, white, Jewish, all of these ethnicities and titles to stir and foment violence. And first, before we go there, I want to set the stage around the geopolitical. We talked about the spiritual, and we know there are forces beyond our imagination. But I want to talk about the geopolitical. We got a four-player jump ball going right now. And that four-player jump ball is the globalists, the free people of the world, China, and Russia. And it's hard to say whose interests lie where. It's hard to say who will eventually be coalesced against the free people. But what I can say is that the free people have to understand that in the jump ball, we are down. We are not in a winning position right now. And much of it has to do with the fact that many of us have abnegated our faith in God and put our faith in man. And by putting our faith in man, we will fail most times. We have to restore our national honor and our sacred honor. And we have to do it through American constitutional values, but we also have to do it through faith in God. So we got a four-player jump ball on the international political scene. And I want to touch on the four heralds of New World Order, if I could, for a moment. There are four clear heralds of New World Order for the globalists to finalize their totalitarian dystopian dreams. Those four heralds are famine, which is currency collapse. We see that starting to emerge. Plague, violence. And then you got all out technocracy and dystopia, where artificial intelligence, prosecute crimes through facial recognition, which is already happening in China. And those are the four heralds. And we have all four breaking out right now in a very dire way. The most recent one is this Buffalo mass shooting. And, you know, 10 years ago when I was drafted into the NBA, I said mental health was going to be the greatest social issue we face. Now, whether or not we believe that government agencies could be involved in using this mass shooting as a false flag to start a race war, to foment racial division in the country, is neither here nor there, in the sense that anybody, anywhere in the world that would kill unarmed, innocent, unexpecting people is doing the work of Satan, despite what other allegiances they may have. They are doing the work of Satan. And we have to pray today, going forward. We have to pray for discernment. We have to pray for the ability to see with clarity where the enemy wants to lead us. And right now it appears that the enemy wants to lead us into a cataclysm of violence. And yes, we are all shook anytime 10 people lose their lives in this way. But in the next segment, I'm going to come back with more discussion about Roe v. Wade, the sanctity of life, the millions upon millions who have and will starve over the next year due to these geopolitical super corporate interests. And all of these things have to be considered, and they have to be considered right now. They have to be considered by people who are genuine leaders. And we have a crisis of leadership, which is why I stepped up to run for United States Congress against Ilhan Omar. We're going to have an incredible broadcast. Like I said, I am extremely grateful to be here on this day, a historic day for bad reasons. Please stay with us over to the next segment. We're going to talk Roe v. Wade. I am going against Ilhan Omar as a United States congressman, and we're going to bring integrity and faith in God and national honor and sacred honor back to D.C. Thank you very much. Stick with us to the next segment. I want to get into Roe v. Wade. Thank you, Alex Jones. I can't wait to talk to you again in the next hour.
We are now proud to release the Redux line of Faraday bags. This line features quick roll down and Velcro seal closures with discreet branding. With 6 different sizes to choose from, they have a signature reduction solution for all of your electronic device needs. Redux specializes in quick access weatherproof nylon Faraday bags with signal blocking Faraday shielding technology. Specifically designed for electronic devices carried in unsecured locations to instantly block all wireless signals and protect them from remote wiping, tracking, and tampering. Redux is dedicated to producing and selling cost-effective signature reduction products for professionals needing to secure devices from wireless threats and more. So check out Redux to instantly block cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, RFID, camera, EMP, weather, and even GPS today.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels. Most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am running for United States Congress against Ilhan Omar. In this segment, I want to talk about Roe v. Wade. We know there was a mass shooting in Buffalo. We know that violence is going to start to break out across the world, as it has for many years, but now it's going to ramp up. And I want to just say that this is an important story. Anytime people lose their lives, it is an important story. It is important for us to take notice. It is important for us to pray. But let us not forget that the biggest decision in my lifetime by our government still hangs in the balance, and that is the Roe v. Wade decision. Why, some might ask, some who are watching probably already understand this, but some who will see this clipped up by the mainstream media as an attempt to categorize myself and Alex Jones as far right white supremacists, even, will not understand this. So I'm going to try and reason. Any precept of human rights and civil rights must begin with the sanctity of life. And the Democrats have waged a 160 year war on the sanctity of life. And so for all the mainstream media's propaganda around race, around black people and white people and the history of this country and the patriarchy, and the list goes on, what they fail to mention often is that Democrats fought to retain the right for people to own slaves in this country. In the 1800s, it was the Democrats who attempted to arbitrarily categorize people as subhuman. Today, they attempt to do the same with the human fetus. And I'd like to play a clip right now to show how this issue also intersects with the conversation of spiritual warfare and God versus Satan. Please, if we can play the clip. Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty with the clip, but we'll find it, as get it up as soon as we can. Again, one of the things once I posted this clip that I ran into was this narrative about the Democrat switch. And I want to talk about the Democrat switch because it was a lie. And the reason why many people are unable to decipher this lie is either A, they've been indoctrinated and brainwashed by Marxist academia institutions across the country who have pushed this lie, shoved this lie down the throats of students who were unbeknownst and really unable to defend themselves psychologically and intellectually. But the truth is, the truth that nobody wants to say because of how inconvenient it is that we live under the thumb of a uniparty, and we have for a very long time. And one of the symbols of the Democrat switch was the Civil Rights Movement, the Civil Rights Act. But many of us understand that in retrospect, LBJ was in no way a friend to black people or civil rights. In fact, he often is understood to have used civil rights as a political tool, as a political machine for the Democrats' interest as a party. And then we had Nixon, who in retrospect, himself and Kissinger, we understand to have not been conservatives, not been people who believed in God, but Democrats, and really they were uniparty globalists. And so when people don't or aren't able to understand this history, they throw out these talking points like the Democrats switch. The Democrats have never switched. The Democrats fought for the right to categorize a certain group of people as subhuman. Today, they want to do the same thing with fetuses and babies. Please roll the clip.
Help me. Help me. Amy, come over here. Let's talk.
Here.
Okay, Right. I'm half a yellow lady. What's your name?
Bernadette.
Hi, Bernadette.
Good. You're fucking awesome.
God killed his son. Why can't I?
God killed his son. Why can't I? God murdered his son on that piece of shit wood. Come outside. I brought my Raiders for you to kill. And you know what? The fucking police. This fucking performance is getting better. This performance was getting better. But police, come outside. We want to talk. We want to fucking talk. Why the fuck is the priest terrorizing my motherfucking uterus? Why the fuck are you terrorizing my motherfucking uterus?
Thank God for abortion. Thank God.
I mean, to understand, I mean, first of all, the fact that 20 to 30 million of the babies that have been aborted since Roe v. Wade went into law in the 1970s were black children, and that Planned Parenthood was explicitly explained and designated and promoted by Margaret Sanger to be a way to exterminate black people. Makes this clip disturbing, most disturbing. And it makes it most disturbing because today the liberal media, the mainstream media, the Anti-Defamation League will try to tell you that white supremacy is afoot in the form of this shooter. And certainly it may be. Obviously it is. Obviously this violence is completely abhorrent. But the real white supremacy is to tell black people, to tell all people, to tell working class people, to tell American citizens that if you can't keep up with an affluent, radical material lifestyle, then you should just kill your kids, and that they're not kids. They're just clumps of cells that we can get rid of in our own interest. When civilizations, when societies start to sacrifice their young for their old, we are in a crisis. Abrahamic faith introduced and changed civilization in the direction where we no longer sacrifice our children. Again, another vindication of the Bible's of the Bible's wisdom. Not sacrificing your children separates you from the barbarity that ruled over the ancient world. Over the last 50 years, we've lost that. And this clip was a prime example that Satan is at work on all sides from many angles, with many political ambitions, but many more spiritual ambitions. We're going to come back next segment with a good friend of mine, David Penn, who is an international businessman. And we're going to talk about some issues that may be even more touchy than abortion. Please stay over until the next segment. Thank you, InfoWars, and thank your audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption to your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. It's in fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong, sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't as strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Good afternoon. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm going to be guest hosting InfoWars for the rest of the 2-hour block, and I am honored to be here. Thank you to Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me this platform. We're talking about Roe v. Wade, and we're going to get David Penn in here as soon as possible. But, you know, Roe v. Wade is the issue, right? It's not just another political issue. It's the issue. We cannot have a civilized country, nation, communities without the sanctity of life. And what dawned on me the other day is not only around the hidden racism of the liberal globalist anti-human movement, but also the military interests. And we have a war right now that's breaking out between Russia and Ukraine, or already has broken out, and we're in it. And there's this $40 billion bill with a bunch of phantom budget items, $190 million going to the CIA, $5 billion for Joe Biden to use at his discretion. The man can barely stay awake. We got big problems. But still the linchpin of this entire spiritual and societal decay is Roe v. Wade. And what dawned on me the other day is it seems that the ability to kill a human fetus, to kill a baby in the womb, justifies the ambition for the military-industrial complex to wage war and kill innocent people all across the world, right? Faithless, not faithless, but faceless people. And that's what that's what Roe v. Wade and abortion around the world that has reached 30 to 40 million babies per year, 125,000 a day. That's what was ushered in by abortion, is this dehumanization and this disconnectedness with life and death. And there are unintended consequences. There are moral, there is such a thing as moral hazard around these issues. And one of the unintended consequences may have been that people's overall value and respect for human life has continued to decay over time. And we see that. We know that that's true. That's not a conspiracy theory. I mean, the progressives, the progressives, there's a difference here. Let me say this. The two futures of American politics are nationalist populism and socialist populism. And the progressives, you know, they seem to want to promote that in order for us to be humans, be meaningful, live meaningful lives, that we need to save the earth. And in order to do so, we have to eat soy or we have to kill our dogs. But that's not all they promote. They also promote that we should kill our children, that our children are not really children, that every baby that we've aborted is not really the future of this country. And I reject that. And I think every patriot, God-loving American listening to this broadcast should reject that. Now, should you take a weapon into a grocery store and kill unarmed people? Absolutely not. There's nothing Christian about that. There's nothing godly about that. That is the work of Satan. But we must become more politically active than we have ever been, because it's very clear how this situation got out of hand. Our politicians sold us out. We traded our security for freedom. We traded our freedom for security. I'm sorry. We traded our freedom for a material high. And in doing so, we allowed politicians to broker our citizenship. And in their brokering, they have made the claim that a human fetus, that a child in the womb, has no rights, has no citizenship. We must protect the citizenship of the unborn. Now, I want to bring in my guest today, David Penn, who's a friend, someone I consider family. He's an international businessman. He's a believer in God. He is somebody who is a mentor. He is somebody who has a very rich understanding of history. We have great conversations, and he happens to be Jewish. Please, David Penn, bring David in. And I want to say something else before David and I start. It's interesting that today, with everything else that's going on, a culture war is going to continue to brew and spill over. And the culture war around white supremacy, black people and racism in our history, and Jewish people is a never-ending three-card Monty. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The black bourgeoisie, there is a secular Jewish elite that have taken advantage of the Jewish people in the same way that the black bourgeoisie here in America have taken advantage of black people. And there are elites of every creed, ethnicity, color, age, gender that have been predatory on the common folks. And it's interesting that, you know, here in Minneapolis, when I decided I was going to run against Ilhan Omar and I made that announcement, the newspaper of record, the Star Tribune, made the claim that I was peddling anti-Semitic conspiracy theories by saying globalists, by saying the word globalist, by talking about globalism. And I'm offended today, because when I look out at the mainstream media and the narrative around this mass shooting, an idiot, an agent of Satan who decided to take people's lives in an act of pure violence, is being associated linguistically with people like myself, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, and whoever else they have called anti-Semitic or far right or white supremacist. I mean, the Washington Post called me a darling of the far right, and I reject that. And I reject the idea that to talk about globalism is by default anti-Semitic. So I want to bring in David Penn just to get our conversation started. You got about 2 minutes. Right? Yeah, good to be with you, brother. Got about 2 minutes, and we're going to go over into the next segment as well and continue our conversation. But just briefly talk about how you heard my name initially and how we came into contact.
2 minutes.
2 minutes ago.
A very short period of time for me to express to the audience what a lover of the Jewish people and a lover of Israel Royce really is. And the reason I met Royce was because a local political operative contacted me and let me know that Royce was going to enter the race. This handler of Cicely Davis, who's another candidate here for this congressional seat, this Matt Brodsky called me and he said, Royce Davis is Royce White is going to enter this campaign against Davis, and don't worry about it. He's an anti-Semite. And as a Jewish person by birth, this was very triggering for me. So what do? I pick up the phone and I call Royce. And we had a wonderful conversation. The first conversation was at least 3 hours straight. And I want to share with the audience that after a lifetime, 62 years of being Jewish, Royce actually helped me understand my Jewishness better than I ever had in my life. So I want all the listeners and all the gawkers and watchers and haters that want to paint people with labels to suppress their voices to know that this is an anti-American, anti-religious, anti-freedom strategy to hammer people with labelings that are not accurate. So, Royce, I really want to thank you for bringing me on here, and I consider you family, and I consider us religiously aligned, and I look forward to continuing this conversation after the break.
Thank you. So. Thank you, brother. We're going to be back after the break and continue the interview with David Penn. He's also going to join us in the second half of the second hour for a moment to talk about some broader political ideas. Stay tuned. InfoWars, I'm your guest host.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most of the other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are that have been giving the donations. Please go to InfoWars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, InfoWars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. InfoWars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
You see this? It's an InfoWars Republic Defense card with original InfoWars art designed by yours truly, with a little gold bar implanted in it. And on the back, it's got a hologram. There are only 25,000 of these in existence, and they'll never be made again. The bank that owns the Mint that has started putting these out the last few years just sold out of 300,000 of a similar offering that was 40% more than what we're selling these for. And when you get three or more, you can get these at 50% off, and they fund the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and check out this amazing new art/gold product. It's a collector's item, and you'll know you helped fund the second American Revolution against the globalists at such a critical point. Get your gold bars and so much more exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you for your support over the years, because without you, all of the great success we have had together would not have happened. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. And I salute you and thank you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, and the communists? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world, that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune. And whatever, the point is that it's good coffee, and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm back. Royce White, your guest host for InfoWars for this hour and the next. I want to thank Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me this platform. I want to bring back in now my guests. My guest and friend, David Penn. David, I threw 2 minutes at you to try and explain a story that's long and has many details and nuances. But I think we're past that. The gist of the story is that the cultural narratives are playing out, but they're actually spilling over. And people like myself and David Penn, who otherwise the establishment and the narrative would try and keep separated, have found an opportunity to come together under the circumstances, the dire circumstances of our country. But now, David, you know, we talked a little bit earlier today about Roe v. Wade, and I have to admit that you have changed my opinion about Roe v. Wade in a way that has made me feel more strongly about it, more convicted about the implications of Roe v. Wade, maybe than ever before. So I just want you to talk a little bit about it. I'm just going to kick the football to you and let you go. About Roe v. Wade, the sanctity of life and sacred honor, and why Roe v. Wade for you as a Jewish man who believes in God is so offensive in the way that it's presented today and in the way that it is played out and carried out in our modern society. Have at it, brother.
Thank you. You know, it occurs to me that the sanctity of life issue, it has its roots back in the story of Abraham binding Isaac on Mount Moriah, and God letting Abraham know that child sacrifice or child death was no longer a requisite ritual in the Abrahamic faith. And the Jewish people have been on the run for a long time since the Romans destroyed Israel. And this anti-Semitism issue that we were discussing before the break really goes back to that violent end of the state of Israel, number one, at the time of Christ. And when the Jewish people moved throughout the world, because they do keep on to themselves, because a Jewish person, a real Jewish person, their entire life is dedicated to their relationship with God. And I think that's something that it really speaks to the heart of this Roe versus Wade issue. because traditionally over thousands of years, this is thousands of years, the Jewish people only focused on their community and their community's relationship to God. And this went on with great challenge, because the Jewish people had been pushed out of their homeland. Wherever they went, they were a stranger in the land, because they kept to themselves. They had strange traditions and in alien ways. They were discriminated against. And the high point of that discrimination came in World War II. And while we look back on World War II as a great victory, a great military victory, it was a phenomenal spiritual defeat of faith by the forces of darkness, by the forces of evil. Because after that war, even though it was won, 88 million people dying in 5 years, 6 million Jewish people dying brutally in gas chambers, marched to their deaths, and there was many other people that died in those gas chambers, Catholics, homosexuals, communists, trade unionists. You know, the Germans were almost equal opportunity genocidal maniacs. People lost their faith. They just couldn't understand after the war how a loving God could allow such barbarism and butchery to take place. And this led to a tremendous increase in the postmodern tradition of secular humanism. And for the Jewish people, and I'm going to get to this Roe versus Wade issue, because I think these things are related. The Jewish people made a decision. Now, I'm a child of the 50s, so I'm pretty aware of this decision. The decision was made to assimilate. In other words, previous to the World War II experience, Jewish people really did not want to assimilate. And that did cause anti-Semitism. But when that war happened and there was such horror, the community, in large part, decided that joining with the culture, becoming part of the culture, was the strategy for survival. It was a survival strategy. Now, we did have a large portion of the people that maintained the tradition, maybe a third of our population, what we call the Orthodox. But two-thirds of the population, which we call the conservative and reform movement, actually became homogenized with the general culture. And that meant that these very religious people now became very American people. And it, as time progressed, whether they knew it or not, the decision was made either overtly or tacitly that going with the liberal tradition, much like the black community, Jews are cultural Democrats, because the Democrats provided, you know, shelter for them, fought for them, allegedly. And this was a home for this immigrant population to find safety. So it wasn't a surprise that Jewish people forsake their faith, became on the front lines of the abortion movement. Prominent Jewish attorneys were, very vocal and very key in the litigation that led to the Roe versus Wade decision. And, you know, I these are cultural Jews. I have to say, I don't think they're religious Jews. You know, this is a great lie. If we believe in God, we cannot believe in abortion. And we were taught that as Jews. You can be Jewish and believe in abortion. I know Catholics were taught they can believe in Catholicism, they can believe in abortion. But this is time, this is an offensive lie, a brainwashing of children. The tradition, the Judeo-Christian tradition, forbids child sacrifice and child murder. So this is an unambiguous issue, and it's something that has really caught up a great part of the Jewish community, even to the point where today a big part of the cultural Jews are vehemently in favor of the pro-choice movement, on the front lines of the pro-choice movement, both as protesters and as, you know, the legal force that is seeking to maintain that. So you know, my call is out to the Jewish people, to the believers, to see that they have common cause with the Black community, with the Christian community. I think that Jewish believers know that. But I also want to talk to the Jewish non-believers, because there's no safety for them in this, because globalism and the New World Order and where this abortion predicate takes us, which is to the Fourth Industrial Revolution, it's a very anti-human, very brutal reality that we're bringing upon ourselves. Not the least of which is, how can a nation be blessed if it's engaged in the murder of children? And I think it's time that Americans of all stripes, all religions, all colors and creeds, start to think about our need for faith and our need for prayer, and reach out in ourselves to God and become clarified of what the number one critical question is. Do we believe in God, or do we not believe in God? Because that's what this abortion argument really is. It's a proxy war. It was always a proxy war from the first day, because the believers rejected abortion and the non-believers accepted pro-choice as their new sacrament. And it's time for us, I think, as a country to talk about this and not to suppress each other with vile claims of anti-Semitism or racism.
That's
we
right.
Need
That's
more,
right.
More, right now, more than ever, in this time of great cultural confusion and social confusion and historical trauma, we need to talk to each other and not to be labeling each other and make I statements. I believe in God. I believe in the sanctity of life. I believe in America. I believe in our Constitution. I believe in my brotherhood with all my fellow Americans. Those are the statements that I'm craving for, I'm hoping for. And interestingly, I hear here on InfoWars, no matter what those that don't listen to this show might say about it, I'm a new listener. And I'm very happy to hear the warm and welcoming dialogue that's really here.
Right. Thank you, David Penn. I appreciate your insight. No doubt that the question of the day is, do we believe or don't we? Do we have sacred honor or are we without? David Penn elaborated something that's very important to think about from the terms of cultural narratives between Blacks, Jews, whites, but really Americans and people who believe, who have sacred honor, and those who don't. Stick with us at the second half of the hour. We'll have David Penn.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Good evening. The time is 5 p.m. Central here in Minneapolis, the Belly of the Beast. I am your guest host, Royce White. I'm the guest hosting InfoWars next hour. This segment, I just want to talk about my campaign a little bit, and then we're going to kick it back to Alex to talk more about this Buffalo situation, because nobody speak to a situation like this better than he can. And then we're going to bring David Penn back in the later part of the hour to have some more interviews about broader issues, nationalism versus globalism, and the World Health Organization treaty, which has fallen by the wayside given all of this other news. We can beat these people. We can beat these people if we dedicate and commit ourselves right here, right now. I don't want to hear that they're going to steal the election from us in 2022. I don't want to hear that they're going to steal the election from us from 2024. As an athlete, when the deck is stacked against you, you dig down deep, you bite your mouthpiece, you bite your tongue, you bite the inside of your lip, whatever it is, and you find a way. That's what grit is. That's the best thing America has to offer, is grit, it's pride, honor, sacred honor. We've been sold out. We've gotten the government we deserve, but we can turn it around. I'm running for United States Congress against Ilhan Omar, who is about as un-American as you could possibly imagine. She's in on it. She's in on it with the globalists. She's in on it with the leftists. She's in on it with the progressives, the AOCs, the anti-human, the transhuman. She's in on it with everybody she can be in on it with. And the scary thing is she has broad support and massive appeal to the mainstream media and commercial market. We have to become activated. We have to continue to support America First candidates all over this country. And if they cheat us, we will know it. We will know it, and we will respond as such. Now, I have to explain this to you in a little bit more depth so you can understand the uphill battle we face. There is a fundraising process in our country that is taking place right now, in the Republican establishment, in the Democrat establishment, everywhere in between. There are bundlers, third-party bundlers, brokers, who sign on to raise money for campaigns such as mine. And it comes with strings attached. And the strings are that the third-party broker gets 85% of the split. 85 cents on the dollar that American citizens donate through these brokers go straight into somebody's pocket. Now, during my campaign, I have made it clear to all of these third-party grifters that I will not allow them to scam the American people, the American taxpayer, the working class, our citizens, by agreeing to this 85-15 split. In fact, I told them nobody gets above 25%. As you can imagine, because the 85% is so commonly accepted, I have not been able to raise money like my primary opponent, Cece Davis, who raised $1.1 million and she's already spent a million of it, which has gone to these third-party donors. So go and check out my campaign website, RoyceWhite.us, if you have the chance. Also, continue to support Alex Jones. I cannot express enough my gratitude that he has gotten behind my candidacy and allowed me to speak to this audience, which is the most awake and spiritual audience in our country and around the world. Thank you for your support. I hear it every day, all the time. I'm getting your feedback. I love that people are open to politicians starting to talk about God again. I come from a Christian background, a Catholic upbringing, and there are problems in the Catholic Church as well. And I'll talk about those one day with a full throat. But today is not about that. Today is about the third party grifters who scam the American people. I'm kicking it to Alex Jones to talk about the Buffalo shooting, because nobody can speak to these issues like he can. He is the czar. He is the guru around these types of situations. I'll be back with you after this next segment. Stay tuned. This is InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the Belly of the Beast. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you're getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for joining us on this very, very serious emergency Sunday broadcast. Royce White with a special guest, David Pitt, is going to be coming back up for the balance of the hour. We are now into hour number two. And we have this terrible white supremacist attack at a black, predominantly black grocery store in Buffalo, New York. As predicted, he's an 18-year-old incel, and the corporate globalist media is saying, well, we need to ban all conservative media because it's their fault this happened, and we need to censor everybody in live time, and we need to take all the guns, despite the fact that he was red flagged a year ago, specifically saying he was going to use guns for violence and target minorities. And perfectly said, perfectly on time, the FBI, the Justice Department says that there are white supremacist attacks that are imminent, that white supremacist attacks are off the chart, though statistically they're incredibly rare, and that they were going to happen right before the midterms. And suddenly it happens, just like the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, which came out in court, was staged and led by the FBI. Was this completely staged and run by the FBI and Justice Department? We don't know that yet. But historically, in many cases, it is. We're not saying no one died. We're not saying a tragedy didn't take place. And we're not saying that tragedy isn't a terrible thing. What we're saying is, collectively, Republicans and conservatives and libertarians and populists and nationalists, white people are not to blame for what this crazy man did, and we decry it, and Dylann Roof at the church, years ago, killing 10 black people as well, and the terrible black supremacist at Kenosha running over people with his car because they were white, and the media covering that up, or Black Lives Matter connected groups going and shooting, you know, cops, including black cops just because they're cops. That's all wrong. But the globalists are about to implode the currency. They're bringing in a world government. They need a domestic crisis. They need a cascading civil war as the pretext to bring in phase two of the COVID lockdowns, the martial law race war lockdowns. So whenever thousands of white people get killed a year because they're white, the media covers it up. But when a crazy white person goes and kills innocent black people, women, first people he killed reportedly, you know, we have the live stream shooter video from Twitch. Is Twitch to blame? No. You can call somebody up on the phone while you're killing people. Is AT&T to blame? Well, then why was Gab blamed a few years ago when a white supremacist went into a synagogue and shot innocent people? Terrible crime. Because he put on Gab. He was about to do it 5 minutes before. Again, you do not blame the telecommunications mediums that people commit crimes on. When somebody calls up on 911, my husband's killing the children with a hatchet. Do you blame Verizon? Do you blame Southwestern Bell? I mean, it's crazy. So there's a lot of different facets to all of this that we're going to be breaking down and covering. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, my regular show to cover it all. Weekday mornings, you have, of course, American Journal with Harrison Smith doing a great job, The War Room. But Royce White's about to come back and talk more about this with a special guest. He was supposed to be hosting today, but all of this came out, all of this unfolded, so I came in here to give you my breakdown of this. But here's the bottom line. The globalist are planning and provocateuring more of this. It follows the script. It's how I was able to specifically, exactly predict it all. Now, there's a bunch of these videos from the last year and a half, 2 years being posted to Band.Video right now. We have to have our own platforms. We're banned everywhere else to show you how right we were. I suggest you go watch them. But here's about 5 minutes or so of some of these specific, exact predictions, because I'm in the mind of the globalist and their war games and their anti-white propaganda, which they know will trigger some unstable white people to buy into this and go be in a race war, because there is an undeclared race war against white people run by the left to cause the real race war. So it's wrong. We love black people. We love white people. We love everybody. And we need to be smart enough to see all the movies and all the shows that whites are the devil and there's going to be a civil war and Get Out and The Purge and all of it, as the left tries to prepare with movies like The Joker for a civil war that collapses America. On the other side of it, they bring in absolute control over humanity. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Here is just a segment or just part of the last couple of years where I specifically predicted it. Last week, I did a whole segment on Friday, a few days ago, detailing it all. We'll be airing that tomorrow. We're going to play a few minutes of this, go to break, and come back with Royce White here on the live Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
And or a massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media. So you know what's coming.
And you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags. Not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's, so if you go to a black church or you go to a, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, deep states are coming. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering. And they're either going to completely false flag it and do it 100% themselves, or they're going to find mentally ill, incel, white supremacist types that will really be devil worshipers, whacked out of their minds on prescription and illegal drugs. It'll be a 2 or 3 man idiot squad that'll go in and start shooting black people at a church. Then there'll be a backup team that'll kill them, claiming they committed suicide, who will then actually kill a couple hundred black people. Because the Satanists always start shooting people, and they kind of, wow, I'm actually killing somebody. This isn't as cool as I thought. And then they get killed by the black op team. The black op team then kills the lion's share of the people. They're going to want a big number, hundreds of dead black children. So if you go to a black church or you go to a, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. It's going to be the whole collapse of society, and you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they plan to overturn it. That's the whole program you're seeing right now. But if the people are aware of it, it's over. This is the New World Order's revolution. This is an assault, and it only gets worse from here. And that's why, no matter how much heat they get and how bad they look, and no matter how much everything they do falls apart, they are moving towards staging massive terror attacks and other crises to blame their opposition and frame us for terror so they can move directly against us.
They're going to try to launch a race war. They're going to pull off a false flag event, try to blame, of course, the gun owners and Trump supporters and Christians and so on. They will see if the people will comply to turn in their guns, which I believe people will not comply. That would be insane at this point with the police being defunded and violent crime exploding, you know, all across liberal cities everywhere. People need self-defense more than ever, including, by the way, women and people of color, and also gays and lesbians and transgenders are buying guns more than ever before right now. So it's the left that's buying guns more than ever. So it's going to make gun control very difficult among left-wing legislators. So they're going to try to push a false flag, and they're going to try to take the guns. If we, the American people, if we surrender our guns, I believe we will be invaded.
They are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us.
Massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
They're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags, not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's why they're freaking out, because that's the card they want to play. That's the point we've gotten to. California, people are asleep and program controlled. I agree. How do you make the sleeper awaken, William?
Oh, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Can I plug Alex real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm in my 60s, and I do the work of 25, 30-year-olds, and I work them into the ground, and you want to know why? And I've tested this, and I've taken your B12, and let me tell you, when I don't take it, I pay a price. I really do. I take that B12, and I'm electric, man. I can run 10 miles. I do some pretty heavy work with the highway department. And my friends will attest to the fact that, yeah, for a guy in his 60s, you know, pushing 70, I'm not just blowing smoke here. The B12 saves my life.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
We are now proud to release the Redux line of Faraday bags. This line features quick roll down and Velcro seal closures with discreet branding. With 6 different sizes to choose from, they have a signature reduction solution for all of your electronic device needs. Redux specializes in quick access weatherproof nylon Faraday bags with signal blocking Faraday shielding technology. Specifically designed for electronic devices carried in unsecured locations to instantly block all wireless signals and protect them from remote wiping, tracking, and tampering. Redux is dedicated to producing and selling cost-effective signature reduction products for professionals needing to secure devices from wireless threats and more. So check out Redux to instantly block cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, RFID, camera, EMP, weather, and even GPS today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm your guest host, Royce White, and I am back here from Minneapolis in the belly of the beast. And right now, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. Please, please go support InfoWars.com. Ultra 12 is back in stock at 40% off to provide you with the vitamins you need to keep your body healthy. We have a vitamin B12 formula that uses only the highest quality from available for a special 40% off. Made with methylcobalamin, the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, Ultra 12 provides you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help you support healthy nerve and brain cells, help make DNA, help the body produce energy, help product healthy blood cells, help produce healthy blood cells, and is essential for proper nervous system function. You can also save on Ultra 12 with all of the new InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack. We paired our top-rated products, Ultra 12 and Survival Shield X2, niacin iodine, for an unprecedented 40% off. We have limited supplies available, so be sure to act quick because this deal won't last long. Take advantage of these incredible deals and start boosting your energy production with the Core Combo Pack from InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back to our agenda, and please go support Alex Jones. We cannot overstate how InfoWars is one of the last bastions of freedom, free speech, and truth in the entire world. I want to bring back in my guest, David Penn. We're going to touch on the World Health Organization treaty to underscore what Alex Jones was just alluding to. And David Penn brought this to my attention in the last few weeks, which I had not been aware of because I'm in the middle of a congressional district race with an American traitor. You know, and before you go, David, and I want you to touch on the World Health Organization treaty and what you see it as and what you think it means. But before you go, I just want to read for people something here that, again, reiterates that this is not conspiracy theory. There are real conspiracies. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the U.S. public believes is false. That was CIA Director William J. Casey, and the globalist agenda and initiative is on full throttle. We know that race is a main catalyst of violence, anarchy, and distrust. David, WHO treaty, what do you think about it?
I think that six corporations control 90% of the media that is consumed here in the United States of America. So we don't really have choice. We have the illusion of choice. Therefore, the fact that, Royce, you weren't aware of this treaty situation, or that I didn't listen to Alex Jones for the last 15 years for all kinds of reasons, and suddenly I listened to him and I found out it was completely different than what I was led to believe it was. This is what you're talking about with this William Casey quote. This globalism issue has been going on for 2,000 years, but it really reached a high level of criticality after World War II. And in 1947, just after the war, our government under Harry Truman signed the World Health Organization original charter treaty. And we are a signatory to that treaty, and we participated in it. We as a country saw the influence in the reach of the World Health Organization over the last several years as we suffered through this COVID-19 pandemic. Now we find out maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I can only share with the audience what I understand, and the reason why I say what I understand is there's an almost complete blackout of information about this World Health Organization 75th convention, going back to their formation in 1947. This is a very interesting convention they're going to have in Geneva, Switzerland. Yeah. The Biden administration, apparently, from what I've been able to discern, in January proposed amendments to the treaty, which would pass control of the U.S. governmental authority to the World Health Organization in the event that a global health crisis or pandemic was declared. And because the treaty is already in place, these amendments will be passed, and the United States is going to cede its sovereignty to a globalist World Health Organization, United Nations, world governance. So as Royce had said earlier in the broadcast, we're playing from the down position. We've lost control. And these amendments will take no action by our Congress, no ratification, no debate. From what I understand, that this will pass, that there is already a sufficient number of countries that are going to vote for this. And I just want the audience to understand that, you know, what's a health emergency? Could it be gun violence? Could it be an environmental crisis? Under what auspices will our control be transferred? But I want to say also, never fear, because this treaty is a piece of paper. I'm a political activist working in Minnesota. I work in the Republican Party. I believe that every person in this audience that we represent, the most aware, knowledgeable, and spiritually alive media audience on the planet Earth. And the first step, of course, is that awareness. But when you reach that awareness, we got to get active. I got active. I wasn't active for years. I abdicated my authority and trusted in other men to lead me and to govern my country. And I realized they're evil people. So because we have a constitution, because we have a political process, I am fully empowered by my constitution in the most lawful and in the most beautiful ways, using oratory and composition, to engage in a political process and speak to you, the audience, and encourage you with these words to please on Monday. Call, every one of you, call your local political unit. It's a precinct. It could be a basic political operating unit. You put your city in and you go Republican Party. I know some people don't like the Republican Party or they don't like the Democrat Party, but let's work within the party system, because that is the fastest and most powerful way that we, the people, can reclaim our government, which is our government of the people, by the people, for the people. And if we get involved and we work together as one family, one American family, we can remove these evil people, these globalist evil people, from our governance, take it back with sacred honor. And this WHO World Health Organization treaty can be ripped up by a new American government, and we can regain our freedom and our sovereignty and our sacred honor. Royce, I want to thank you for letting me say that. It's been weighing heavy on my heart. I want every person on Monday to get involved. Every single listener.
Thank you for that motivational speech, and he couldn't be more right. We do have to take this government back. We are in the 12th hour. Right now is the time, and if we come together and we get active, we can take our country back. We cannot be nihilists. We cannot be hopeless. We have to do what we have to do in order to take America back.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what their Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are that have been giving the donations. Please go to InfoWars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, InfoWars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. InfoWars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
For those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. So what I've tried to do, what my administration's tried to do, is let's grow those manufacturing sectors like clean energy, like some of these new technologies that are coming up. Let's focus on those. We've set up, for example, manufacturing hubs where we work with universities, local businesses, local governments to create research labs that can take something like 3D printing or, you know, nanotechnology or all kinds of stuff that I can't really explain because, you know, scientists and really smart people know all about it. And said, let's invest in this so that when the new jobs come, they're coming here. But I got to tell you that the days when you just being able to, you just being willing to work hard and you can now walk into a plant and suddenly there's going to be a job for you for 30 years or 40 years, that's just not going to be there for our kids.
The sine qua non of black bourgeoisie sellouts, Barack Obama. I just wanted to play that clip for you all so that you can see what it looks like ex post facto for an elected official of the highest office in our country to stand before the American people in a town hall setting under the banner of a mainstream media institution like PBS and tell a complete lie. What he just admitted to there was to give over the sovereignty and the future of the American working class and American citizenship to a technocratic cabal. We have research labs. We have coalitions between universities and tech companies who deal in technology that I don't understand because they're smarter than me. That's scientism, folks. I want to bring back in David Penn for one final segment and thought right now to talk about nationalism and globalism, because I see the two sides being God versus Satan, obviously, in the spiritual. But politically, at the highest level, we're talking about nationalism versus globalism. And David Penn, you were a former international businessman and still are an international businessman yourself. And as you and I have said before and discussed and agreed upon, and I have said on this show, that America was supposed to be a nation of shopkeepers, that the Second Amendment paired with the entrepreneur, the independent business owner, created a safeguard against economic imperialism. And we see that those safeguards are being warred against every day. And the effort to take our Second Amendment rights is on the move, but also the attempt to tear apart the middle class, but also the middle market. So I want to give you the last 5 minutes of this segment to talk about your thoughts on the middle market, because I think a lot of people don't understand that the independent entrepreneur in this country is really one of the biggest targets of the globalist elite.
Royce, you're exactly correct. And the reason why that is the people that are in the middle market, the independent business people that, like myself, I slept in a car when I was 17 years old. I didn't get any money from my family. I dug it out of the side of a mountain with my hands, breaking my fingers. Those people that have worked their lifetime to create their own reality, it's because of our freedom. We have freedom to create. And we also have thanksgiving and gratefulness, many of us, if not most of us, because we know there's a great deal of divine providence involved with actually succeeding as an entrepreneur. Every day, you're really depending on yourself. And if you're really smart about it, you recognize you're really depending on God. And, you know, not to pass this by, globalism, nationalism are two ends of the same system. We've waxed and waned between globalism and nationalism for 2,000 years. It's not globalism per se that's evil. It's the faithlessness of the globalist that's evil. We could have a faithless nationalist government that was corrupt. And in fact, it was the nationalism of the Third Reich and of Japan in the World War II period, which really discredited nationalism and led to this kind of globalist architecture. It justified creating global governance. And the story was that through global governance, we would avoid holocausts like we suffered in the World War II period. But because the globalists themselves, the people that want to lead this, are faithless. They're secular humanists. They don't believe in the sanctity of life. They're not capable of governing the world in a beautiful human-centered way. And
David, as you and as you and I have discussed, and we agree upon that in order to have freedom, you have to have self-governance. But in order to have self-governance, you have to have faith. And I think it was St. Thomas Aquinas that said, it's not law and order that we want. It's peace and order. Peace and order. And man can have peace when he submits his passions to his reasons and his reason to God. And if you can have peace within self, then you can have peace with others. And thus you create order. I understand what you're saying about globalism not being the issue per se, but I have told you before that it is my opinion that borders in a post mapped out world where there is no new land to go venture to, that the borders actually place humble constraints on man's ambition to conquer. That at one point the impetus towards imperialism or colonialism or globalism, the early stages of globalism, are constrained by nation states and sovereign borders. And I think it's a very technical philosophical argument to understand the mechanism culturally on man's ambitions and from a psychological standpoint, that it's not for you to conquer the entire world. And it's not that humans can't come together in a collaborative effort to have peace and accord across this great nation. But that oftentimes, especially in our time and for the last 60 to 70 years since after World War II, we have seen many of those efforts be corrupted right down to the bone. Your thoughts?
And I want to say, Royce, in the same sentiment, it's the middle market business people, the small businessman, that is a limit to the ambition of the globalist corporation. That's why such a great effort is being made to get rid of the middle market, because we're generally believers in God and we're there to serve. We're not crass materialists just talking about price. We're there for our customers. We're there for our employees. We go about our business with love. And that is an affront to the globalists. So
understand what David Penn is saying right here. And David, we thank you for your time today and joining us and sharing your insights. And hopefully when I get the guest host in the future, we can have you back as well. Godspeed, brother. I appreciate your time. But I want everybody to understand what Brother Penn is saying right now. He is saying, do not be misguided into believing that your ability to own something, whether it be a piece of property, your car, a business that creates, do not be misled into believing that those things are inherently evil, that in fact, the independent business owner is a bastion against the globalists that we come to despise. And Alex Jones is one, David Penn is one. I'm running for Congress.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins, plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I am your host, Royce White, finishing up the bottom of the hour here with InfoWars, and I appreciate Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to host the mothership for the past 2 hours. Thank you to David Penn and his time that he shared with us today and his insights. Thank you to Alex as well for dropping in and doing some live work during the broadcast. To finish up here, I want to talk about the end game, Satan's end game. And I talk about the spiritual a lot because I believe that the spiritual is where we can go to start to rebuild this nation and this world in the proper way. They say that politics is downstream from culture. Well, culture is downstream from the spiritual. And we have a spiritual rot. We have a spiritual decay. And I think, like I said earlier, you know, Democrats and Republicans alike have been guilty of trading our sovereignty, our freedoms, our citizenship over to a corrupt elite. And you have two distinct differences between the Republican trade-off and the Democrat trade-off. In my opinion, many Republicans traded their freedoms for security. The Democrats traded their freedoms for material, radical materialism, a material high. But it's in effect, it's the same thing. And that impetus is how we ended up with a centrist globalist uniparty that is doing Satan's work. And they are doing Satan's work. But even they are a little in the dark, I believe, about what Satan's real agenda is. Some of them. Some of them are just Satanists. And I want to talk about the Satanists and the Satanist agenda. It's my belief that Satan's game that he's playing right now is to make God so angry that he just destroys the entire thing. That's the end game, ladies and gentlemen. To make God so upset, so sad, so disgusted with the way the world has turned out, with what people have become, with the way we treat each other, with the way we revere his blessings, his gifts, children being first and foremost, that he just says, oh, time to reset. It's over. Time to start again. And you can see this impetus on the left in that, you know, it's one thing to kill other people. And during World War II, we did a lot of killing of other people, and we've done so ever since, despite any of these globalist collaboratives to try and upend geopolitical conflict and wars and military deaths. What we see, in fact, is that people have become more prone to killing themselves, whether it be physically, spiritually, health-wise, informationally. Many people have bought in, have signed up for the decay. And I told my friend David earlier when we were talking before we jumped on air that, you know, yes, the elites are corrupt. There's no doubt about that. Yes, they have for generations conspired to undermine citizenship, to undermine freedom, faith, God, all of the ideas that we hold true, dignity, humility. The list goes on. But ultimately, you get the government you deserve. Every constituency of people around the world, the free people of the world, have gotten the government that we deserve. Because we didn't want to stand up. We didn't want to be Alex Jones. Now, many of us are fans of Alex, and we respect Alex, and we're grateful for him. But we'd be all lying if we didn't admit that there are certain circles, certain places, certain times in our daily lives or throughout our life where we were afraid. We were afraid to admit to watching Alex Jones. We were afraid to admit that we believed the things Alex Jones said. And I had an encounter like that not too recently with the Washington Post when they attempted to do a hit piece in which they associated me with Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and many others as being far right or an extremist. And I told the journalist of that article that I'm not ashamed that I admire Alex Jones. I'm not ashamed to call Alex Jones an American hero. I believe he's an American hero. I believe it to the point where I'm willing to admit it in any circles. I tell as many people as I can that they should listen to Alex Jones and InfoWars if they want to understand a 30,000-foot view of what humanity and society face today. And he has been one of the few that have been willing to wrestle with the idea that Satan has a game, he has an initiative, he has an agenda, and he is playing it out through the political realm. He is playing it out through the corporatocracy. Technocracy, technology, scientism, all of the many avenues that a supernatural being like Satan has at his disposal to play his wicked game of lies. But the first step to combating Satan is that we ourselves have to commit to not lie. I ain't sure people tell their white lies here and there, and we can argue about how consequential those lies are, but the reality is, in the places where it mattered most, in the places where we were commissioned by God to hold the line, to not bend the knee, to not capitulate. We did. We did. And we've done it for too long. There should be 1,000 people in the streets of every small community across this country, not up in arms and to create anarchy and chaos, but to march to the front door of the establishment and say, we want our country back. We want our lives back. We understand the value of our citizenship. We want our citizenship back. We want our ability to live closer to God back. We don't want all of these systemic, globalist, institutional, corrupt roadblocks standing in the way of our spiritual faith played out in the physical world. And much of that has happened. And much of it we let happen. Again, I believe Satan's end game is to make God so upset that he just erases the entire thing. God's winding up. And I go back to the sanctity of life because I believe that is the best example of how far we've fallen from the path. 40 to 50 million babies aborted every single year. I mean, let that sink in. Really let it sink in that we have conversations on a daily basis about minority groups who are endangered or at risk. Minority groups of whatever variety that are at risk, that are marginalized. Nobody has been more marginalized in this country's history than the unborn. The first action step to restoring our national honor and our sacred honor is to protect the citizenship of the unborn. And I said this online the other day, and I had somebody tell me, by definition, children who are not born are not citizens. This is the level of cognitive dissonance and corruption and evil that we are facing. But we have to become just as committed and action-oriented in our faith and our belief as they are in their disbelief and their non-faith. And we can do that. And we have to find enjoyment in that. We have to reject the material high. We have to reject the radical materialism that they have birthed and they have set in the center of the stage. We have to reject that in order to get back closer to the path, to get back closer to God. And in that, we can find the power and the strength and the courage and the clarity to reclaim our country, our citizenship, our sovereignty, to reclaim our ability to live as we want to live, close to God. I appreciate your time today. My name is Royce White. I am your guest host for InfoWars. I appreciate Alex Jones. I appreciate the entire InfoWars team for giving me a platform to speak to this audience. And it is the most awake, most spiritually alive audience in the entire world. RoyceWhite.us. This is my campaign website. Feel free to go and make a donation. I am running for United States Congress against Ilhan Omar. And the first thing we have to do is to take back our government through our elections. Please continue to support Alex Jones and InfoWars. Please follow me on social media. I'm on all social media for the time being, but I'm sure that time may be limited. I appreciate each and every one of you. God bless America. The time is now. We have to restore our national honor and our sacred honor. Thank you. Godspeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
With the world awakening, I think what's important that we ride the momentum right now, take advantage of this moment. And I've always an idea that something everybody can do, that every listener can do. I think it'd be powerful and effective for us to, hang banners over highways. Imagine a giant banner in Houston or LA or Atlanta that says, Alex Jones is right, Infowars.com, or we stand with the truckers, arrest scouts, or whatever.
Brother, I'm so glad you called. Elaborate on this. Yes, now is the time in your small town or your big city to write something on the bathroom wall or to put a sticker on your car or banner hangs over highways, and it will be a chain reaction. What do you recommend people say on these banner hangs?
I have a few ideas. First of all, arrest Fauci, the vaccine is poison. There's tons of things. I say just keep it short, keep it concise.
No, I agree. Arrest Fauci, arrest Bill Gates, the COVID vax is poison. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's ways that we could all be involved and we could all be affected, so that's what I'm calling about.
God bless you, Chris, in Atlanta. I really, really appreciate you calling us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.